100 for 4 weeks at number one was the song Crazy Little Thing Called Live. It was on the game. A single came out in 79. The album came out in 1980. And they had no idea why. They liked the song, but they were completely unaware of the rockabilly revival that was going on, led by the Stray Cats. Here's Brian May to talk about that rock and roll revival they didn't know about.
That's curious. That's another example of history just coming to a point at a certain time, because we were totally unaware that there were sort of revival rockabilly groups around at that time waiting to be discovered. We made the thing because we liked how Elvis sounded, and it was fun to redo that kind of thing. And then when we put it out, everyone said, hey, you're spearheading the great rockabilly revival. And we were shoved into the middle of something else, which really wasn't planned. We just made a record and liked the sound of it, that's all.
Lucky. In case you'd like to read about bands, because who knows when they'll be playing again, Jimmy Page's brand new book, The Anthology, was delayed. It was supposed to come out last December. Then it was delayed to February, and now to the end of this month. But finally on schedule, the end of this month, the collector's edition will ship out. Then the deluxe edition at the end of April. Every single book is signed by Jimmy Page, who personally saw them come off the printing press because he has nothing else to do. Other book news, Bad Company, they were the first band signed to Led Zeppelin's Swan Song Records, has a book in the works called This Day in Music, and they are working on it and would like your help. You could actually be part of their book. They're looking for stories on how you discovered Bad Company and became a fan. Maybe you met them, your memories of seeing them in concert. You want to be part of the book. You email your story to poppublishing@gmail.com.